views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your co-host, Brother Davis, will be your host today on this Wise Wednesday. It is November the 8th, 2017. It is a Wise Wednesday, and Brother Davis is all ready to go, so we're going to have a live show for you today. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Just before we get into our regular business for the show, for today, I just want to say for everyone that has new members, we're going to have a new members conference call for the Coins of Change membership. That's the crowdfunding campaign that we are actively engaging in that pays us in Bitcoin. And then, you know, I like it because you can acquire Bitcoin below market sell price, but redeem it for full market value. Very, very good concept through the crowdfunding campaign. And this is where you can actually utilize crowdfunding to your advantage. We will be having a new members conference call, and let me give you the number for that. And it's going to be 30 minutes after Tando Radio Show. The number is 712-775-7035. One more time, the number is going to be 712-775-7035. Then the code, the access code that you will be using is 968955. 968955. And that will be 7:30 Central Standard Time, 30 minutes after Tando Radio Show. And we will have a new members just to introduce to you the Coins of Change and the crowdfunding campaign that we are actively engaging in, how you can get started, what you need to do, and we will assist you in that process. So if you haven't, if you're looking to do that, definitely be there for that conference call. Once again, 712-775-7035. And the access code that you will be using is 968955, okay? So just so you know. All right, so before we get into today's show, we have to take care of the business at hand. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you could do that very easily by going to the website for the network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork. Once you're there on the homepage, please go over to the donation prop that's there, hit it, and engage in it, and give what it is that you can. Support this network. Be a sponsor of this network, because this network was created for you. This is truly a grassroots programming and network. Here's the difference between grassroots and what the mainstream media tries to perpetuate or to display to you what grassroots is, and it's not. That would be anything on mainstream media is not grassroots at all. That's really the flowers that they have in the florist on display. Grassroots is really the grassroots, what the great creator has made from a standpoint for authenticity. And it's not in mainstream media, because believe me, in order for you to get onto mainstream media, you have to play by mainstream media's rules, which really means that you have to abide by mainstream media's objectives. Okay? So whenever you see something that's on mainstream media, is a clue that it most likely is not a grassroots organization. It serves a purpose. That's why they're on their programs that they sponsor, and they put it out in front of you daily so it can actually school you and indoctrinate you to with the overall objective of the day or objective of the century or objective of the millennium is. Very, very important. So definitely support Black Talk Radio Network, because it receives no sponsorships. That's grassroots, y'all. So definitely do that. And also you can support the network by going to BTR Community. You can find that also on the homepage. It's the capital B with the black background. Click it, and that will prompt you into becoming a member for the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put for your overall enjoyment, engagement, and to use out of necessity. So go there, be a part of it, $24 a year, and there you're not going to be as adversely affected, nor are you going to be where your overall information will be sold to any bidder. So you can post things about yourself, your business, your family, anything that you would like to do within reason that's reasonable. You can engage with it there. And for only $24 a year, you don't have to worry about them asking Black Talk Radio Network or anyone at the network asking for everyone in your phone. Give all up your phone contacts. Tell us all your business. Spread it out. And then that can be used as data collection to be used against you. FedBook is not free, ladies and gentlemen. FedBook is not free. So come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint and check out what's in inventory there. Real money, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. That is real money because it has intrinsic value, just like your real money, because you have an energy and you have intrinsic value that the great creator has given freely. So check out that. Make sure before you check out what's in inventory, but before you purchase, email info@prosperitymint.com. Okay, so those were some of the things that I wanted to bring to you all. Let me jump into what's in the news. Give me one second here. And I haven't checked as of late some things, but I will check a little bit later and then probably have a follow-up. Okay, one sec. Let me fix this one. First article that we have comes from the Wall Street Journal. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't have did that. Okay, here we go. First article we have from Wall Street Journal. And this one is, no, sorry, RT International. Catalonians' Declaration of Independence annulled by the Spanish courts. The Spanish courts annulled the Catalonians' Declaration of Independence today. And that is something that we need to do a show on that. I haven't done a show on that where they're declaring their independence. And that is so important because of what that really, really means and how they're going about it. We need to learn from that. And I will give my opinion about it, but I want you to do a little research on your own and to see what's going on there. So very, very important that you check out that. Next article, got this one from Wall Street Journal. Saudi crackdown targets up to $800 billion in assets. One of the reasons that Saudi Arabia had the coup and crackdown this past weekend, this is coming down. It all has to do with financing, and they're seizing and replenishing their coffers and actually, you know, well, I would just say that they're neutralizing future competition. And it has spin off because, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I think that this may be one of the many prongs that's going to lead to World War III that will lead to Global Nuclear War I. So this is something that I think that you all should know because it has a direct influence on your children. Definitely, especially children of war age, that can, men, male and female, because this whole thing is they're moving towards, they're going to have a kick off the global war, and everything is falling right into place for that to happen. Next article, got this one from, just want to say, I think this one was the one that, yes, Yvette sent me this one. Thank you, Yvette, for that one. This comes from Sputnik News. Russia, China considering possibility of linking a national payment system. Basically, yes, this is something that they've been talking about for a while. It's going to be done. It's their own SWIFT system or SWIFT-like system, and to process credit cards and everything else. What does that mean? That means that they won't be using the dollar, and other people will be. There's going to be competition for that system, and really won't be any competition because most countries and most individuals will decide to move into that one instead of the existing one. And that will have a direct effect on your quality of life and standard of living. One of the reasons why we want you to gather as much income as you possibly can to move it into assets that will position you to be able to seize on the opportunities that will be coming as the U.S. economy starts to deteriorate and fall apart. Very, very important. Next article comes from... wow, this one, let me see really quickly. The Google redirected notice. Let me hit it real quick. I think I remember what it was, but Google didn't want to play. Okay, this was a Reuters article, and the importance of this had to do with it's the shifting sands. What is changing in Saudi Arabia? I would highly suggest that you all engage in that, know what's going on there so that you can be properly prepared. Next article comes from, wanted to thank Kevin for this one, comes from Global Research. And it was, Putin arrives in Tehran on November 1st talk to establish deals with Iran. And this all has to do with the oil, the petrol standard that is going to be established, the petrol yuan and the petrol ruble from the petrol yuan from China and the petrol ruble from Russia, meaning that they will not be using the U.S. dollar. And that is what has been upholding the 95%, excuse me, well, about 75% of the quality of life and standard of living for everyone here, regardless of where your individual quality of life and standard of living is, that is supported 75% by the petrodollar standard, and another probably 20% is upheld by the reserve currency, the U.S. having the reserve currency, which is losing its overall steam. So check out that article. It's going to happen. Another major, major article. And this one comes from express.co.uk, which is a British publication. Breaking news, Saudi Arabia's king to step down and hand power to son after purging rivals. Knew this was coming. And what this really, really means, it has everything to do with the war complex that is definitely starting to come about. Next article comes from Sputnik News. Dress of Discord, a TV anchor tight-fitting trigger social media firestorm. This was an article of a young sister that wore a tightly fitted dress that was appropriate in my eyes on TV here in Texas, and she wore it very, very well. And, of course, she caught the overall backlash for being a figured woman wearing that mainstream does not always accept. But that's all right. They don't have to like it. We accept it. We think it's beautiful, and we know that that's the beauty of us. And I didn't think it was mildly ironic that this was covered in Sputnik News. It's a reason for all of this. This is sending messages in so many different ways. And so in the destabilization of the U.S. that is going to happen, their outside forces are going to use their influence to ensure that the overall dismantling of the United States definitely happens, so it goes into the untied states of America. So check out that article. Next article comes from South China Morning Post. Trump to dine on best of Chinese cuisine at Beijing banquet. And so check out that article as well. It has to do with the overall positioning of what's going to be happening. Next article comes from express.co.uk. World War III. U.S. and EU backs Libya amidst, when they say row, dispute, that means dispute. That's what they use for dispute. Amidst dispute with Saudi Arabia, Gulf catastrophe feared. The U.S. and the EU is now backing Libya, as Saudi Arabia is saying that they just declared war on them. So that is going to, this whole thing is starting to take shape and form and fashion. I anticipate some major false flags to start to unfold relatively soon. Next article. This one comes from Russia Insider. New Fed chair is making SH, and you can figure out for you adults with the other words up, making SH up, lying about U.S. economy. Very, very good article. Check out that article. And that is what's in the news for today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation with Brother Davis, who is going to bring you the power in the significance of control in today's Wise Wednesday episode. If you have a question or comment, please just call in and say excuse me because I won't be able to see the board. Just call in, area code. Oh, shoot. The number is, 1 second, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Just say excuse me, and then Brother Davis will gladly engage in with you with your question or comments, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Make sure that you ask questions and be a part of it all, because, the things that Brother Davis really, really brings to Wise Wednesday, it's so beneficial to us all, and these are things that we have to master to be able to develop our sovereignty and self-determination collectively as we move forward with the choices that we will have, even though the choices of the past didn't seem to be in our best interest. Well, when we reposition ourselves to be able to create the choices and to seize on opportunities, that brings about a better form of prosperity. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Brother Davis. Brother Davis, thank you for all that you do and who you are. The floor is yours. Give Brother Davis a little second to get back in, because I can't see the board, so...
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Always good to hear the voice of my friend.
Excellent. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot going on in the world. You know why? And see, this is what's really going to be dynamic. This is all about you. This is all about the restoration. And they're going to go through all of these dynamics. Why? Because they're coming from philosophies of different eras. So now that these philosophies are, give you an example. The financial system that the United States was using was Rothschild system. Now that system is actually on the verge of defeat. So now another financial system is coming into play. But here's what's so unique about this system that's coming into play. Literally, there's no one government that has control over it. So that gives leverage to those people who didn't have leverage before. We have to wake up everything now. Why is that? That's because we're going to have to be in a position of responsibility to do what needs to be done. And guess what? We are prepared. We just got to dump our systems of that trash and put in our system the tools that allow us to become more purposeful. Because, see, the trash, I mean, you can see it every day. Cross out on the corner, you see unemployment. These are the things that literally lock into the psychological mind and shuts the body down. Why? Because they've learned victimization from a system that taught them that victimizing was a part of the process. So they literally became the victims of someone else's victimization. And we've progressed to this point now. We are beginning to wake up in the groves. And a lot of people don't even realize they're waking up. You know why? Because a lot of them think that, wow, I'm beginning to understand differently. The reason why you're understanding differently is the perspective has changed. You're starting to read more. You're starting to get excited about the things going on around you that are good for you. You're starting to get excited about the things that you can do. Even in the circumstances of that are going on today, I'm going to tell you, I find it elating when I go out here and I see these young brothers who are doing things that they weren't doing before. They're starting to get involved in the community. They're starting to identify the fact that there's going to have to be a change. And when I see older brothers and sisters out there that are setting examples for them, that tells me that the rhythm is being restored. It may not be at the pace we want it. It may not be getting the numbers we'd like to see. But as we begin to enhance our power, I could tell you some things now that I've already written that's going to be based on my transition. Why do I say that? Because everybody has an imagination. But the imagination is the greatest tool to invention. You see, if they didn't think of it and then decide to put a plan together to try to reach it, that's all imagination. Then they applied that knowledgeable tool. What is that? That was the knowledge that was available to them. But as they begin to sleep and grow and understand it, they begin to imagine. And that's what creation, that brings about creation. And these are the tools that are available to us every day that we don't tap into. I talked to you about the five energy systems, organs. And I basically covered kidneys and the urinary bladder. And the reason why I say that's because all of these organs have a position when in your body, but there are other parts of your body that directly affect these organs. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but your Achilles heel directly affects your kidneys. It's interesting, huh? How your heart is directly affected by your knee. Why near knee? Because your knee is where a lot of your blood vessels are put into a position where they must have a certain degree of unique elasticity. So when your knee bends, it doesn't cut off the flow. Same way with the elbows. All of these things work in conjunction. This is the oneness that the universe speaks about and the universal law. So as we learn to use our mind to control our energy and direct it to the place that we need it in our bodies. Can you imagine the transformation when your body begins to wake up? Then your mind, having control of your body, is ready to control things outside of your body. And that's where the cosmology of mind work come into play. So a lot of things that you may not realize is happening, it's happening. I'm going to tell you now, this is something I very seldom do, but out of my personal notes, I called Black Talk Telecommunications into being already. Why? Because we have the dynamics in place for that sort of thing to happen. And if you look at what we're doing here at Black Talk Radio, we're focusing on building up everybody and everything that comes in connection with the programming on this program, on this channel. Because what we do is lift up and edify. We're not demanding anything of you, but we're asking if you're a part of this to participate, and we can do more. So it's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. And let me add that how you think and your resources will help determine how you direct your resources. So, yeah, I mean, I could sit here and say, yeah, well, I know there's going to be a war. Yeah, that's probably going to be. You know why? Because all of the systems are clashing. The financial systems are clashing. The spiritual systems are clashing. All of the religious systems are clashing. Why are they clashing? Because literally it's a part of the transformation. For those of you who don't know about the Muslim religion, the Sikhs, which is one religious Muslim group, and the Sunnis, who are another Muslim religious group, they're both going through major transformations. Dave just told you about Saudi Arabia. Their major player, it's players, and I believe it's the Sikh order. But Iran is major players in the Sunni order. So see, there's a lot of things going on that we really don't see, that we are literally in the balance of being able to take back what all of them know is already yours. Perfect example is the United States. You know they're trying to push the issue for you to misidentify yourself again? Isn't that bizarre? But here's what they don't tell you. There are pyramids in this country that they don't want you to see. There are artifacts that lead directly back to the origin of people. I'm talking about to the motherland that they don't want you to know here, to hear that exists. You know why? Because they think this is the place that they can steal based on their laws. But hear this very clearly. All of their laws are based on lies because that is the concept of Satanism. Now, a lot of you may not understand the deepness of that statement, but a lot of you may. And if so, then that means we're even closer yet, because we know that we don't have enemies. We allow people to take our power, and now we are allowing ourselves to learn and grow on how to take our power back. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to point out about the universal laws, because regardless of what happens in the world, there are four seasons for a reason. You see, when you get into spring, I'm going to start with spring because you're coming out of winter. When you get into spring, everything is fresh and it's starting to reboot, okay? Now, the reason why I'm starting with spring is because I also want you to understand in that rebooting process, there's something required in order for spring to produce fruit and vegetables in the summer, okay? So in those two of the four seasons, you're opening the door to a new you, okay? Now, when you go into the autumn, you're benefiting from the harvest of that growth during those two seasons. And that's what makes the autumn equinox so unique, because at the autumn equinox, you're starting to go into hibernation and reevaluation. So that when you approach that time around the end of December, when literally the order is transforming, you are stepping into the winter equinox. And that plays a role in your spiritual development and your physical and psychological balance going into the next year. Because at that point, you're starting your preparation for spring again. I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we are uniquely dynamic. And if we don't grasp the grassroots efforts that were given to us by our own culture, then we're going to miss out on a lot of development and then come back later and said, I wish I knew. Listen, it's not about wishing you know. It's tapping into what you can do. That's why I always say, start where you stand. Start with you. So we learn how to breathe in order to give more oxygen to our body. Supplying more oxygen to our body gives more power to our energy. Giving more power to our energy allows our mind to direct that energy to where we need it. But right now, we're focusing on controlling our bodies, okay? Now, there is a health dynamic to that. What is the health dynamic? We should be eating better. We should be consuming more water, because water is the lubricant of life, and every living thing requires it. So you are a living thing and you require it. And when you have a lack, you create an imbalance. When you create an imbalance, you force yourself to work harder to bring balance back into play. All right. When I say bring it back into play, that means restore it back to the order so that the water can supply the need of the system and the need of the system can function according to the harmony of the body. Everything requires balance. And that's what is happening to the world. The world is so out of balance right now. I mean, you think of what Fukushima, you think of the birds falling out of the sky, you think of the destruction of animals and people eating them. I was there. So I'm telling you the things that I know, and not only did I know and learn from them, I started doing research of how we got here. And it wasn't nothing to do with us. We were victimized by the fact that we have a spiritual system that had a great respect for life. And we came across a people who were savage enough to think that the very life that we have respect for, eliminating it can be a solution. And they devastated us. Make no mistake. So, in the rebuilding process, the first message we must send to them is we are not you. Isn't that powerful? When all of this time they're trying to get you to identify with them, the first message we are sending to them is we are not you. You see, we are. Confrontation will not be cardinal. What does that mean? That means that we're not going to go out here and steal, kill, and destroy. That's how you achieve what you got. And interestingly enough, in one of the spiritual systems, you call yourself the devil. And I don't have to use any names. So I can just tell you to look at your history. Well, our history wasn't like that. So as I begin to speak tonight, and your spirits begin to wake up to different things, call in. Share it, because you have to understand that I may not be hitting all of the bells and whistles that your comment may hit because of those people you can that can identify with what you say or how you've seen a circumstance develop. But I'm going to tell you something. We are at a time now where our preparation is paramount to what we're trying to achieve. And believe me, when I say Black Talk Telecommunications, this is not just coming out of my imagination. I see this working. I see this with 24-hour programming. I see this here syndicated in places that people never felt that it could get to. You know why? Because it will talk to the base of all people. You see, they all extend from Black. By the time they catch on to this, they will already be taken by it. Why? Because they're going to want to be a part of it, because then they'll see how they fit. The perfect example is the Olmec heads. For a long time, Mexico didn't even want to identify. You know why? Because they didn't look like Mexicans. But yet, the indigenous people of Mexico at that time built those heads, and they built them in honor of those people and what they represented in that transformation at that era in time. And that was their respect. Now, here's the dynamic. It's on every continent known to man. Not actually the Olmec heads, but something that definitely reflects the fact that these people of dark skin, the Black people, were there and left a unchangeable mark on a civilization that wanted to honor them. So the restoration is coming now. And the reason why I'm putting this out there like that is because people have to understand the role they play, because that's how you can start molding the things that are coming in and out your life. Because you can take control of you, where you are, and all of a sudden, people say, well, did you see such and such on TV last night? Well, no, I didn't do that. Well, what were you doing? Well, I was studying and meditating. Because, see, you have to understand, there's going to be something required of us. And you know, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to go out here and start studying and meditating unless you're ready for it. Because when you're ready for it, even when you don't want to do it, you'll know it's right. And eventually you'll start doing it just because of that. So as we move in through these levels of identification, and that's what they are, because we have a lot of work to do on our psyche, especially our psyche. We have really been victimized psychologically. I mean, you look at the history. If you look at white history, we are the reflection. Okay, the reason why I say we are the reflection is because what they did to us. Not that we asked for it, not that we did anything to deserve it. And they're still trying to do it right now in the motherland. You see, they don't realize the simplicity of the universal laws, and karma is a law. So this is coming back around. Even if they don't, or they try not, if they try to deny it, they can't deny what's going on. Look at, they're so desperate now, they elected a Donald Trump. All they did was bring all of these here people out of the woodwork that literally are going to have a short-term effect because they are making people that look like them but don't identify with them identify that they're there. You see, this spiritual realm, it can be overpowering sometimes. Sometimes I'm so overpowered I just have to be quiet. Because what I see and what you begin to see and what you start to see, you know, the person next to you, if they don't have that kind of vision, they will never see it. A perfect example is right now. Do you realize most white people don't think that racism is a problem in America? So you've already seen it. You just didn't identify it. And if you ask them, they'll tell you, oh, no, please. We have harmony. How can we have harmony when you're killing innocent black people in the street? If they thought it was a problem, don't you think that they would have voiced themselves about it? No. What they did was they started celebrating patriotism. And they're doing that because guess what? They want you to feel something about a cause that you're not a part of. Let me repeat that. They want you to feel something about a cause you are not a part of. Because believe me, any time someone has come up against the American system, they died. History speaks for itself. Okay? These people don't mind going out their way to kill, but they fail to realize what they're doing each time is killing a piece of themselves. And next time they get more savagery. And that savagery comes out in another way. You heard about the church on Sunday. That's not by chance. That's a psychological imbalance. And what they're trying to tell you is that the person was mentally ill. No, he wasn't mentally ill. He's practicing the terroristic tactics that this country has used since the beginning of its creation. And guess what? Then he turned around and killed himself. Isn't that interesting? Now think about what I said. Because in reality, the growth that we take the time to move in now, when the resources come, and they will come, we will already have correlated ourselves on a cosmological level that we can identify the needs and how we can supply our resources. And believe me, you may not realize that your idea can be the transforming idea. You may not realize that the group you're in may be the head of the spear. You see, when Scotty started Black Talk Radio, he may have fantasized about Black Talk telecommunications complex, and he may not. But guess what? Now he knows, other than himself, the respect that people have for his work brings him back to Black Talk Radio. So, I'm trying to get you to understand the whole vision of why you must play your role. And understand how I said that. You must play your role. Don't think for a minute that someone else is going to do for you and in you what you must do yourself now. That's an impossibility. See, that's why those movies and stuff that you see, in most cases, they always had a white hero. But now they're starting to make movies with black heroes. This terrifies them. They're not doing this because it's the time. They're doing this because they have no choice. And guess what? Next year, Black Panther comes out. They're talking about it already. You know why? Because the dynamic setups that they're putting in this here is they're allowing black people, hear me clearly, they're allowing black people to understand they have a history that started long before this concept of slavery. And that is pivotal. Because now that's going to set a lot of kids into some areas of thought and into some areas of interest they never examined before. That's why it's so important for us to start putting ourselves together now so that when people come to us, we can be able to open some doors for them. We can be able to say, you know, the systems that our ancestors are operating from dealt directly with the universe. So when you look at the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, you feel the wind on your body, you see the trees and all those go through the seasons, that is what you do. You are a plant in this great vastness of oneness. And you have power that far exceeds the average plant. You know why? Because you have the ability to think and grow. All those other things must follow the process of the seed. Now, what does that mean? That means that you plant the seed in the ground nourishes the seed grows into a plant. Whatever that plant is, when it bears seeds, it's going to have seeds to do the same thing. What's so unique about you is that, you know, you come as a seed, you begin to grow following your examples, but your mind now in the development process can grasp on the things of interest, and you can do due diligence that plants cannot do. You see the uniqueness of being human. Now, understand how I said that too, because not everybody is considered human when you talk about the dynamics of what a human is. Some of you, that might throw you, but do your due diligence. I always tell people, the best revelation you can get is a personal revelation. Do a little bit of studying, open a few books, inquire. You'll find your way. The path is always there, but you got to seek it. So this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to open a door to a path to empower you to go beyond the trappings of Westernism. Because I'm going to tell you, they're not going to just give up. No. Francis Wellsing, the great late Dr. Frances Wellsing, whom I was a student of, her work with the Isis papers really opened my mind. She said, one of the greatest dynamics in the world is the fact that black genes cannot be replicated. And I thought, well, what do you mean the black genes? Well, they're the original. So you can copy. You can put it together any way you want to, but you'll never get the original again. And see, the dynamics of where we are now, we are the originals. Everything that has happened around us, they were copies. Copies because they couldn't control or achieve what we were doing. I mean, you've seen it. That's why they kept us out so many times. They wouldn't allow us to read. Something as basic as reading. But reading opened doors to knowledge. Knowledge opened doors to imagination. Imagination opens doors to invention. Invention opens doors to creation. No, they did not want you to understand who you are. Because guess what? That means that they have no way of controlling or understanding the limits that you could reach. So, yes, you are the new boogeyman. to, and they got, listen, this is no joke. There's a lot of white people who think black people are the new boogeyman. And that's why they could justify a policeman approaching a car and someone saying, according to the way they were taught, officer, I'm sitting in the passenger seat, but I do have a weapon. Well, where is it? It's in my pouch. Don't reach for it. I'm not. He clearly says I'm not. And this guy steps back and kills him. These are unexplainable. And why are they unexplainable? Because we're dealing with a people that have created and become the victim of that fear. And I'm going to tell you something. They're going to hold on to that fear. You see what's happening around Trump's election? That is nothing but fear. We haven't did anything. When you look at who people are today, amongst all walks of life that have any interaction with black people, they can't say that black people have the worst history of violence. Oh, by no means, no. And see, we have to understand that there's a reason for that, because we're not inherently violent people. But those people who are oppressing are starting to beginning to receive their karma. Why do I say that? Because racism requires finances. This is being disassembled. So this next level of finance is going to separate a lot of those blocks. You know why? Because those people ain't going to filter money into those things no more, because they don't have control over it now. And as we begin to operate and begin to and harness the knowledge that we're getting from the individuals that we're getting, and we start to build our avenues, then we can entice everything we do, because we're starting to come full cycle. We're starting to eat to energize ourselves. We're starting to think to empower ourselves. And most of all, we're going to be tapping into a spiritual source that has been awake and waiting and is really ravishing to be able to come forth. And the only reason why it hasn't yet is the numbers. A lot of people are starting to talk about spiritualism, and I'm waking up and I could see, but what are they doing? You see, remember I told you love is an action? Well, to wake up is an action. And if you don't see it as they say it, then they're just saying it. But see, when you start to doing it and you start to seeing it, and when you say it, they see it, that's love, because it's an action in progress. And they're going to ease up on you and say, you know what, I see how you flow now. What have you done? What is different about you? I begin to empower myself with my birthright to take back all of those things that I freely gave and not realized that I was giving them away. And that's what the deception of Westernism does. They tell you, you want to be safe, then give up your rights. Why should you have to give anything up to be safe? But safety literally isn't an attribute that you can negotiate with. If you don't feel safe, then literally you have to do the things so that you find safety. But I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't make a difference what you do, because it all starts in you. And when you start doing things in you and it comes out, all that stuff goes away. Yeah, it does. That's why they're really trying to hurry up and get into a war. They're not telling you that. But they're trying to hurry up and get into a war. It will not serve your purpose. It will not serve an American purpose. Did you see that display of patriotism that was done on the NFL Sunday? Now, that was ridiculous. But did you ask yourself why? I mean, really think about this. I know I'm getting away from my show, but I want to point out some things to you so you could see where you're making a difference. The reason why they did that was because they want people to be patriotic. Why? Because they want you to see their right to go to war. Now, remember, when Colin Kaepernick started this, he said very clearly while he was protesting, they changed that whole dynamic of that protest. And guess what? They didn't change the reason. All they did was rendered the cause. What does that mean? That means that they changed the cause. They changed the narrative. Oh, he's being unpatriotic. Listen to what the man says. It ain't got nothing to do with that. But they want to go to war. So they want people to feel patriotic. But you know what? They ain't going to send their sons and daughters. And what do you got to be patriotic for anyway? Think about it. This is why we're moving in a direction that they're really, really not ready for. And you know what? They know it. Literally, they know it. I was talking to a guy today. Talked about how he has guns, what he's prepared to do. And I just listened. He said, you hear me? I said, no. He said, what? I said, no, I got nothing on my mind. He couldn't believe it. Why he couldn't believe it was because he thought that he was scaring me. But I thought, this guy's wasting his resources. It's just the way we perceive him. Now see, as this thing begins to move on, don't be surprised if this next transition, even when it's moving up to a level of a world war, something happens that changes the whole dynamic. And they put these things in position right now so something can happen and change the whole dynamic. And the sad part about it is that no one is going to be able to believe the simplicity of it. But I've already said, karma is a universal law. So when it does come home to roost, and it will, I have no idea how it's going to. So what am I going to do? I'm planning on being a part of Black Talk Telecommunications. I'm planning on expanding my farm so that we could be able to go out and help feed. I'm planning on educational system that I could put my grandchildren in that expands the realms of every aspect of our who we are. Astrology, mathematics, writing, artism, music. All of these things are what we are about. We're not about the destruction of other people. And see, as they begin to understand that, they're going to realize what they have done when they've reached the point of no return. Satanism is a part of this government structure, networked all around the world. And don't be surprised to think that I'm the only one to know. No, I'm not the only one. A lot of people know. They just don't talk about it blatantly. But I'm going to tell you, you're watching the destruction of it. And it had to come sooner or later. It just happens to be in our time. And the blessing that literally we'll have is that we will be the examples of what goes on beyond this. And I'm going to tell you something. I've talked about it with several people. And the reality is, when this change comes, and it's coming, we have to prepare ourselves. So that is why we're talking about the universal law. That's why we're talking about utilizing our own self energy so that we could transform ourselves from the inside out and being able to step out of ourselves at will. Now, I know that's tripping you out, but that's what meditation does. It allows you to take the path that is going to be laid before you. I don't know. Some of you people may have spiritual powers. I have no idea. It might have been in your family. You just haven't been able to tap into that gene. So when that does happen, and all of a sudden that door does open, you're going to have to go to a source that isn't going to be in a library. It isn't going to be in a book. It may have to be verbally told to you or taught to you. And the people who are able to do that are not going to be in this so-called time-space realm. So you're going to have to teach yourself to go where you can get the information. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. There's nothing and no dynamic that we cannot enter into and come out of with our will intact. And
understand how I said that, because, you know, when you dream, you don't have any will. I mentioned that before. But when you meditate, your will is intact. So you could take that knowledge that you receive in meditation, and when you come out of meditation, you could start applying that knowledge that you received in the meditation that's literally been given to you to grow by and become greater than you were before you started meditating. They do not want you to learn you. Actually, if you really get down to it, they only want you to learn your history. They tell you what you started out as a slave. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And for those of you who think that, let me make it very clear. We are not slave people. We were not born slaves. We were made to be slaves. But it's changing too. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Look, we're coming up on a break at the 7 o'clock hour. I want to open the door for phone calls. I also want to talk more about the five energy systems, because I want you to understand that every part of your body feeds another part of your body. That's what gives body what they call flexology and all these things, because these canals and meridians have energy flowing through them. And sometimes, like anything else, it gets backed up. You know, like how you have a stream, and then all of a sudden you get a heavy rain, and the stream is no longer wide enough to support the flow of water from the rain, so it gets backed up. Okay, well, that happens. But see, that's why it's so important for us to be able to tap into our mindset so that we can control those backups and we can remain healthy, because we're eating the things that we need to do. We're doing the things we need to do. And most of all, we are starting to identify our right to be in control of our lives. See, a lot of times, Black people are victimized. You've seen the movies. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. When we come back, be by the phone. Do call in. And remember, this is being brought to you by Black Talk Radio.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. Is there anybody on the phone, dear Brother Scotty? Okay, well, listen, if you do call in, do please say excuse me or something, because I'm going to start moving pretty quick here. One of the systems, all of the five systems, is the liver and the gallbladder system. The liver and the gallbladder system is, check this out, we just talked about this. Very successful people are called visionaries. They have been able to envision their calling in life and to envision the means and ways to fulfill their dreams. Envisioning is just another word for imagination. And the key to the powerful imagination is relaxation. You see the cycle coming back? It's coming back to meditation. The reason why it's coming back to meditation is because it is simple. Life is simplistic. Okay, it says it's relaxation. When we are relaxed, the brain enters into an alpha wave zone and enables it to manifest the visions that are the key to inventions, creativity, problem-solving, clairvoyancy, and so on. And that's a perfect, perfect period for what I had just said earlier. You see, then it's oneness. No one has exclusivity. See, that's why you have to open your own door. It's important for us to see ourselves in a level which we've never imagined before. The ability to imagine and govern according to the energy theory by three faculties called the hum. They govern our ability to dream during the night, during the day, and dreams induced through meditation. If the liver is a unique valve or a vessel state, the daydream for meditation with the intention of discovering or calling or to find a solution to a problem or the right approach to an objective will yield the desired result. Now, let me read that one more time because this is unique. It says, meditating with the intention to discover our calling or to find a solution to a problem or the right approach to an objective will yields the desired result. So that means that if you're literally on a level which you're trying to connect with your ancestors, their easiest avenue is through a deeper stage of meditation. And there is no one level to meditation. Let me be very clear about this. When you reach a level of meditation when you can relax totally and be at peace, next thing you know, you're going to another level of meditation where you not only can relax totally and be at peace, but your eyes are starting to communicate with what you see and your mind is starting to record. Then, as you begin to become comfortable with that level, I understand there is a physical connection. What is a physical connection? The physical connection is to be able to control your body while you breathe. So the deeper you go, the more control you must have over your body. So embryonic breathing may have to change. You may have to move into abdomen breathing or chest breathing. You see, Westernism doesn't teach you these things because they don't want you to know that as you begin to master one level, you can go to another level. Why? Because you have developed yourself and prepared yourself for that next level. And the same way with meditation and control. To be at a level that literally you could feel everything that's happening around you, and no one knows where you are but you, and you're comfortable there because you can identify with everything you see, and you're still maintaining a level of breathing that is supplying oxygen to your body on such a comfort level that your body doesn't have any tension. All you have to do is learn. That's real deep. All you have to do is learn more about yourself. And the more you learn, the greater and the deeper and the more that is exposed to you. We can now see that the works of the liver system is very critical to success. Success starts making the right choices in one's life, undertaking and depending on one's own ability. You see, now that right there is unique. Why is it unique? Because Westernism teaches you to depend on it. Now, caveat. And before the civil rights era, when there was so-called welfare, that was given to you as food. You know, people remember the government food, the government cheese, the Spam and stuff like that. Well, when they began to realize that they needed to rein in more control, they passed the civil rights law and also gave us what they had been giving the white people the whole time, is that the welfare system, in a different way. Why was it different? Because now they were saying, we'll give you cash. See, remember I told you before that money was a tool that they used? They said, we'll give you cash, women. Just get the men out your house. Are y'all beginning to see this dynamic? So a woman could receive cash if she got rid of the man who she had babies by. Now, I really want you to see this so that you could understand more clearly why the government passes policies to dismantle the black family. Because understand, everything that I'm telling you now, our parents were supposed to have the skills to teach us these things. But if they had those skills and taught us these things, can you imagine how much more powerful we would be as a people without doing anything to scared him? You see, our uniqueness is beyond our understanding because we have learned to emulate a people that never had our best interests in mind. So psychologically, when we thought we were literally moving forward, perfect example is their educational system. They're indoctrinating our children at the most vulnerable stage because they don't have the ability to logically understand, and they're giving them information and says, learn it through repetition. See, learning through repetition was not unusual. The reason why I say it wasn't unusual because when our examples were home and we had dinner, how many times were we told to do the dishes, clean the plates? You see, there are certain things that literally go back and forth. And the reason why I say they go back and forth is because it was teaching us an aspect of culturally taking care of ourselves. But they changed that dynamic by teaching us how to take care of, or culturally take care of ourselves the way they took care of themselves. So the cycle goes the whole way around. Now, remember, I told you about how the civil rights movement literally it changed the welfare laws to move the husband out of the house, okay? Now, I didn't go into telling you that the next stage of that came along with young women who didn't have fathers in their lives, who became very impressionable by young men, and before you know it, what happened? Teen pregnancy rate went up. And what did they do? They put them right into the system, literally gave them an independence they knew they were not prepared to handle. I hope y'all are getting all this. Because literally, had we known that we had the ability to be able to transform our lives through methods that were our cultural birthright, then literally we could have did things different and not had such a great need for these people. But that's what we're doing now. So we're back on the right track. Okay, we talked about the imagination and what it does for us and how we'd be able to take control, all right? We also have to understand that liver is the area of anger and aggressiveness. You see, that's why it's always important to be able to control your emotions. Okay? There are two types of anger and aggressiveness. One is associated with the liver and this system, and the other is the liver energy system. The anger and the aggressiveness of the liver is the response of having one's plan obstructed. And the anger and aggressiveness of the lung is just plain animalistic behavior. Attacking someone because of offensive or misunderstanding, the fight mechanisms of the mammal's brain. The mammalian brain. Yeah. Now, the reason why I'm pointing these out to you is because we have control over these. And the reason we have control over them is because they're a part of us. See, a lot of people think that because they say know thyself, that it's, they know themselves because they say it. No. It requires something of you to know yourself. So we literally have to learn things. Let's take, for instance, relaxation. The ability to relax and thus supercharge the imaginative function is governed by the liver, gallbladder, energy system. It is especially and functionally of the liver energy aspect of this system. One of its main functions is to provide blood in the ligaments and the tendons throughout the body. You see how everything works in conjunction. And I can't stress this enough. You have the power. You have the ability with working on yourself to literally control all of these things. From the moment you make a decision about what you eat, you're adding to your ability to control these things. And the best part about this, and believe me, it's a joy, when you know food and energy food, shopping's a whole new experience. Because you don't just shop anywhere. Why? Because you know certain places they ain't going to have what you want. Plus, you know, if you go to certain grocery stores that may do local farming and that sort of thing, you begin to have a relationship with the store. You know why? Because you want to know when it comes in, when it's its freshest point. You know what I mean? Especially if they buy locally. See, because then you can ask simple questions and change the dynamic. I go, well, where are these from? Okay. That might be from the county that's 2-3 miles from your house. The very farmer that they're buying from may be accessible to you so that you can go make a deal and get better for your money. It's up to the individual now. Don't get me wrong. And the reason why I say that is because me and my wife, we do it all the time. Literally. We live in Dauphin County, Lancaster County, it's a county away, and we can go over there and buy the freshest of the fresh. The day they pick it, we can buy it. Okay? Now, that's when I'm in Pennsylvania. When I'm home, I pick my own. But see, that's the dynamic of having a garden. And that's another attribute of being able to control what it is you eat because you know you have grown it. These all come under the idea of personal responsibilities and knowing thyself. So I just want to point that out to you. Relaxations of the tendons and ligaments, for the purpose of health as well as for the mental clarity is the chief objective of the anus posture in Hatha yoga. By stretching the tendons and the ligaments, they increase the blood's flow and it renders the body in a less tension position. That is at the base of all emotional activity. Now, isn't that interesting? How you could literally stretch your body just doing regular stretches and exercise. Now, this speaks about a specific position in Hatha yoga. For those people who are interested, it's about posture. Okay. And if you want to, I just said what it is. It's Hatha yoga. You can look it up. H-A-T-H-A yoga. You can look it up if you want to do the due diligence, and I do implore you to. But understand what I'm saying here. If just exercising, just stretching allows your body to move to another level in which you literally giving it an opportunity to be more functional for you. And see, that's why it is so important for us to start where we stand. You don't have to go outside yourself. I'm going to tell you, my schedule, these last few weeks have been crazy because I've been trying to train my new shepherd. And so in the morning, I get up about 4 or 5 o'clock sometimes. Sometimes I'm up at 3 o'clock. And I'll just go, since I'm up and my mind's working, I'll walk my dog. And I might walk her 45 minutes to an hour, really, because I want her to get nice and tired. So when I get back, then I'm nice and tired, and I can go into a state of meditation. And my state of meditation is all about relaxing my body because I've already told you we've had this walk for about an hour, so it's all of the muscles and tendons are alive, and they're awake, and they're kicking, okay? So when I go into my state of meditation, I can really feel the relaxation coming over me. I can feel my breathing literally going in and taking me down to a lower point of relaxation. I can feel the oxygen that fills my lungs going into the blood cells and traveling to other parts of my body to supply the oxygen. And when I slowly exhale, I can feel the oxygen rejuvenating in all of that carbon monoxide and bringing it out and getting ready for the next inhale of fresh oxygen. I hope y'all caught that. Because I'm going to tell you something. This system, this body that we have learned to neglect it because we were taught to neglect it. Now, people who are eating without understanding what they're eating are killing it by a habit of eating because they're not eating knowledgeably. As you become the eating knowledgeably, you will feel your body give you its thanks. And when it gives you its thanks, you're going to want it more and more because all of a sudden you're not going to be as tired so much. You're not going to be so inundated with emotional thoughts, emotional ups and downs. And we also have to understand this. If thoughts control our energy, we must be careful because we want our energy functioning for us. So we must think the things that we want that are good. We can't focus on all those things out there that are negative all the time. We know they're out there. Literally, sometimes when I listen to the show, I listen because I need to have the exposure of what's going on so I can be preparing myself and my due diligence. But when I'm not listening, I don't focus on that. I don't focus on that at all. Matter of fact, one of my favorite times is the night after I do my meditation, just having some time with my wife. We're talking about today, maybe the grandchildren, what she did today. What did I do today? Because that is the pleasure of interaction. And once again, the system, the Westernized eye system, who's bringing you all of this so-called new technology, keeps you in a cell phone that separates you from the very people in the room that you love. And if you don't believe me, look around you sometime when you got your family together. See how many people's down there on that little thing. Ain't even listening. Because they're messing with this little thing. You got to call their names two or three times before they realize you're talking to them. The system is trying to take away your rights because you render them. Stop rendering them. My phone works for me, but when I'm not using it, I don't want it nowhere near me. Sometimes people call it, oh, you get an answer machine. And you know what? I answer my phone in an old African dialect. When they're expecting me to say hello, this is Brother Davis, blah blah blah. You know what comes on? But the first thing they think is wow, and they forget what they say, and then some people just remember it. That's others hang up. But you know what? The dynamic of that is, it's working for me. Many times my wife said, "Baby, you people call you and you don't answer, and all of a sudden they hear Wazawazoo." They don't know what to think. I said, that's the dynamic of giving them something they haven't had before. Because guess what? Some people say, you know what, man, I called your phone, I heard this wizard. What does that mean? Open door. You see, we got to look for the opportunities. And those opportunities are all over. But if you're not looking for them, you won't see them. That's simple. So the reason why I point that out to you is because literally, you can do so much, but you have to identify who you are in order to do those things. So at the end of the day, when I'm ready to bow my head, I lay in that bed and I close my eyes and I'm evaluating my day. I'm looking at different things, different situations I was in. Could I have handled them different? Could I have been more giving? Could I be more receiving? Because a lot of times people are hurt. Because you may not have picked up on what they were trying to say to you. So listen, this is Brother Davis. Is anybody trying to call in? Just say excuse me and add to the content of the show. Because I'm going to tell you something. Everything that I give to you, I'm trying to live. Understand how I said that. I'm trying to live too. Nobody's perfect. And believe me, there are times when I got emotional transitions. I just don't hold them. No. When people walk around saying, well, this person did that to me, I ain't never going to forgive them, I don't have time for that. Because guess what? If we can't make it work at that time, maybe we'll make it work at another time. But don't expect me to be as receptive to you then as I am now. Understand how I said that? Because I did not say I would not be receptive at all. I said, just don't expect me to be as receptive to you then as I am now. And the reason being is because you might have had a bad day. Who am I to judge you? Once again, we're working in principles of the universal oneness. So let's get back to the body because, yes, brother, please add to the show.
Yes, very quickly, Peace, this is Tag, and much appreciated for the show thus far, as always. Peace to everyone. Just wanted to ask you if you could speak on the importance and or necessity of our being able to connect with, in some respect or another, the metanature, and how you would suggest going about doing so. Peace.
Excellent question, brother. Excellent question. Now, first of all, for those of you who don't know, metanature means the word of God, but it was stolen, so it was translated differently. Now, a lot of what is in the metanetter speaks about Christianity because it wants you to see the comparisons. But the Metaneter, it teaches about the Egyptian teachings of spirituality. And a lot of the Metaneter that I, even in my show, I incorporate. The reason why I incorporate is because it is the only civilization to survive before Europeans print successfully. And they navigated the world. Understand how I said that? They navigated the whole world and was received because when they came to other people's land, they didn't enter with weapons. They entered with stuff they wanted to trade with. And what they would do was they would lay it and they would get away from it. So that person whose land they were at could come out and say, oh, wow, this is interesting. You know, is this a gift or something? And then the communication would start. And when the communication would start, then the people would say, you know what, since you have, let me show you what we have. And before you realize it, they were trading. Amano, imano, honestly, man to man. There was no threat, okay? And the reason why was because based on the principles of Ma'at, you could not threaten someone on any level and still be living according to the law of the system Ma'at. Now, there's a reason why the term system Ma'at is used. And I don't want to go into that. But the brother brought up a very, very good, excellent tool if you want to get closer to your own spirituality. The series of books is called the Metaneter, and Ra'an An-Nafar was the writer. Ra'an Nafar Aman is the writer. And he's a Egyptologist in many ways. He studied spirituality over there. He studied Egypt for many, 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 many years. He studied with some of the greats, some of the that literally Dr. Clark, I can't even think of so many that on the path of time whose paths have crossed. But we have a lot of great, great, eminent teachers that we don't realize are available to us. But they're there. And brother, I appreciate the question, and I hope I gave clarity. That Metaneter series is 7 books. All 7 of them teaches you on a different level of understanding not only yourself and how you fit in, but how you can develop yourself to a level of spirituality in which you have no borders. Understand how I said that? I mean, you can do whatever it is you're trying to achieve through the basic understanding of meditation and knowing a direction. It teaches also about the duality of personality, the duality of self. I mean, these are different aspects of being human in the world of non-human behavior. And you'll understand that too. But I really don't want to dwell there. It's an excellent series of books. I would recommend them to anybody. And if you remember when Dave had books, a stack of books on Tando Radio on their Facebook page, and people were sending in stacks of books, pictures of their books that they read, and I sent pictures of books that I read, a lot of them was reading the Metaneters. A lot of them were reading. A lot of them were reading about civilizations. A lot of them were reading about astrologies. See, these are our control aspects. In other words, our people have studied these things for many years. There are Africans right now that could tell you about the stars, and there are Europeans that say, how do they know this? And be exactly right. Because they cannot enter in that realm of knowledge that is available to those people who are of the original. And that is what is so important about what we're trying to do now. Brother, I hope that answered your question, but if not, how deep do you want me to go?
No, that's certainly appreciated. I just wanted to, you know, hear your thoughts on that because I've heard you reference it before. So definitely appreciate that a great deal.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you tuning in tonight, and welcome to Black Talk Radio, the Wise Wednesday, and tune in at any given time and speak up at any time because you gave content to the show, and I appreciate that. Is there anyone else in queue? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We are vastly coming up on a break in the next few minutes. So let me just give you a quick little background on anger and the reason why you must control your anger. Right now, what is going on in the streets is because they are interpreting how people react. I've told you this before. When any time you are approached by somebody that's a police officer, they're starting to evaluate you before you even turn around. Why? Because they're already scared of you. So if you turn around and say, well, what you want? All of a sudden, you elevated their fear, and they don't even know you because of how you approached them. If you'd have just turned around and said, pardon me, see, a different dynamic. Because, see, now they come from a different aspect. You're intelligent. See, they want you to show anger. You know why? Because they can interpret that anger, and then they go to court amongst their own peers and ask people that look like them and say, oh, I was scared for my life, but you're the only one with a gun, so I shot him, and your reaction was to shoot the gun, and I fear for my life. But you had no reason to fear. The other person didn't do nothing to fear. Perfect example was the death of the 12-year-old boy in Ohio. This cop rides up. He didn't get out the car 5 seconds before he was shooting a child. I will never understand that. Look, this is Brother Davis. We're coming up on the last segment of Black Talk Radio and of Wise Wednesdays. That killing always touches me in such a close way because, I mean, think about it. That could have been any one of our children. I mean, all right, we'll be right back. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, another point of the systems is the heart and the small testing and testings energy system. Okay, of all the energy systems, the heart and the small intestines is the least understood by energy practitioners. A great deal of the confusion has arisen from the relationship of the concept of spirit. The confusion will be cleared in due time as we move through the understanding of our body and how it works. The energetic function of the heart system is to provide psychic heat, not heat to drive the functions of the organ, which is the function of the kidney, but to provide the warmth for intimacy and social interaction, passion and zest for life, and ability to experience pleasure and joy. Most importantly, it provides the heat that supports man's walking consciousness. Our consciousness isolated between the heat of the heart, which enables wakefulness, and the coolness of the kidney, which enables us to sleep. Okay, so what it's telling you here is that we must consider wakefulness in all meaning and in all aspects of what we do, whether we're walking, whether we're sitting, whether we're just thinking. Wakefulness just requires a lot of energy. So that's why it requires heat. Emotion requires energy. That's why you must be able to control. You get angry and you get it heats up. But when you're relaxing, it cools down. When you've been able to control these things, then you put what they call stop gaps in. So when you see you're getting angry, you stop. You think. Before you say something, don't nobody know that. But when you stop and think before you say something, then anger doesn't come out your mouth. Your interests come out your mouth. What is your interest? How to literally deconfuse. What is deconfuse? That means to separate so you can take away the confusion and bring clarity. You see, that's how we literally defeat what is about to happen. And it is going to happen. And I'm telling you, that's how we defeat it, because we don't get so involved in it that it engulfs us like a vacuum. And it will do too many. You know why? Because they're not prepared. And they think there's nothing they can do, but they fail to realize they are prepared. Because they're prepared inside. They may not look prepared outside, but they have prepared inside. So when these things start happening and they don't react the way the other people react, that's because their mind is working in reference to their best interests. And you see, this is not in just one situation. This will cross all barriers. Why? Because we have to go through the realm of emotion. But when we're out of control, we get victimized by the environment that sees that out of control behavior. But we're in control. We can literally control some of the things that are going on in the environment outside of us. And remember, anything outside of you is something that you do not have total control over until you learn how to control you. Then you can take control of that outside of you. We are walking embodied spirits, learning how to utilize the spirit that we encase. And here's the best part. That spirit inherently loves you. It's not going to do anything to hurt you. It really wants you to grow, because when you grow, it can open doors to you. Now, let me give you a quick synopsis, and this is a sidebar. Christianity teaches about heaven and hell, and they do that for a reason, because they have to leverage one against the other. And therefore, if you know if you've been good or bad, you know you've been naughty or nice, but you know there's the Ten Commandments. Now, the very system that wants you to follow the Ten Commandments, most people who bought you that system are not following those commandments themselves. So therefore, they want you to be subservient to the very law that they're not subservient to. In spirituality, you understand the 42 principles, which are the boundaries of time and space. And as long as you're operating in those 42 principles, you'll be a blessing to anything and everybody you come across. Sometimes your blessing may not be what you think it's going to be. Sometimes your blessing may be something very simple. One of the things I enjoy about being a blessing is I can operate in it anytime I want to. I mentioned to you before about going to a grocery store. There was a young couple there. They were about $25, $30 short or whatever. And the guy looked and said, well, we're going to start putting stuff back. And the white person in front of me was saying, well, I'll take that. I said, wait a minute. I said, whatever it is, they're short. I said, just put it on my tab. And the guy said, pardon me. I said, whatever it is, they're short. Put it on my tab. Well, his wife turned to the husband and said, do you know who that is? And the brother looked at me and said, no, I don't know who that is. So in the meantime, when the white guy put the stuff back and they was ringing them up, the lady looked at me and she said, I think it was like $28 or some change short. I said, okay, why don't you give me that and I'll give this back to you when you ring me up, and you can ring that up in there. And she just looked at me. And she said, okay. So So the white guy goes through the line, and the brother and sister, and they had two kids or something, they left and they went out. And I didn't notice. This shows you how the power of the dynamic is. My wife was in the car waiting for me right beside their vehicle. So when I came out again, the woman was just looking at me. Her husband turned, he extended his hand. He said, "Thank you, brother." He said, "I don't know you." I said, "It's all right, brother. You don't need to know me. Just follow the example." And I got in my car and drove off. But you know what? I don't have to worry whether that brother understood, because he clearly understood. See, that is the purpose of spirituality. Open the door to somebody that don't know the door is being opened. Because that brother will practice that. And the reason why he'll practice that is because someone did it to him. And he will look at the person that he does it for. And he will get the most inspired feeling because he could do something that has nothing to do with him. See, that's true spirituality. Everybody has a calling. Everybody has a cause. But when you can extend out beyond your comfort zone and it's not uncomfortable to you, you try that. I'm going to tell you, it makes all the difference in the world. And I remember when we were driving off, the husband and wife must have been talking about it in the car. Because you know how you look over your shoulder to back up? The kids was in the window looking at us like we did something amazing. And all we were was ourselves. The dynamic principles that are a part of this being that resides inside of your temple. It's phenomenal. And that each temple encompasses one of these dynamic spirits. And each one of these spirits wants you to identify them. Westernism doesn't. Because if you identify them, that spirit will begin to grow. And they don't know what it's going to grow into because their greatest fear is them, not us. Think about it. They create us to be something that we're not. You can see that in the incarceration rate. And that's not even counting the number of brothers and sisters that are in there, ain't got no business in there. Wrong place at the wrong time. Anything. I mean, literally at one point, they was locking brothers and sisters up for just not having anything to do. You see what I'm saying? So I want you to understand that until we begin to operate in making this spirit what it's supposed to be, we allow ourselves, and understand how I said that, we allow ourselves to be victimized. When you can step out at any given time and let your spirit flow, you have to learn how to open up so your spirit can flow. And believe me, all of these systems that you see, TV, radio, society, all of these here keep telling you, be selfish, be greedy, be selfish, be greedy, hold on, be selfish, be greedy. The sad part about it is they give you compartments. We got cars, we travel by ourselves, we don't hear no music, we got a cell phone, we can get into it by ourselves, we don't share ourselves. I'm going to tell you something, nothing is delightful. Just catching a public bus and making conversation. I mean, literally, some people are shocked because they're so used to being in their shell and they don't really want to be disturbed because they have something they don't want to expose. Well, I don't know what it is. Literally, it's beyond me. But we've gotten away from personal interaction, which is what the world is built upon. Interacting to become better. And we've done a poor job because we've allowed these systems to invade our lives. And believe me, they're tools. Remember I told you everything outside you is a tool. And if you treat it that way, you use it to your advantage. That's the purpose of them. So if you don't know how to use the tool, and literally you're allowing it to separate you from your loved ones, society,
and you become part of a group that you don't have to see each other. Just talk to each other with tick, tick, tap, tap. You know what I mean? That's good when you're trying to connect. I'm a perfect example. Myself and Dave Wren, we communicated for a long time and never had a face-to-face. We talked on a telephone. We texted each other, but never face-to-face. When he called and started talking about doing a radio show, that was right up my alley because I could serve my people. That was the joy for me. But he didn't know that. But we had to break the parameters. So when we got a chance to meet, it was like a festival occasion. Straight up, we went to dinner, we talked, we embraced. I met his family, he met mine. Well, he met my wife, she was the only one with me. But I mean, that to me was a festive occasion. And you know the best part about it? It was everything I thought it would be and more. And more. Because literally all of the dynamics were in place for us to meet. I didn't know we were going to meet. I didn't call him a day or two ahead of time saying I'm going to be here. My schedule changed. I happened to be going that way. And I said, let me try this. And sure enough, it was able to happen. And only because we were looking for that opportunity for it to happen. So don't think for a minute that you can't make changes that are going to make a difference. I look at what he's doing now. He looks at what I'm doing now. Making changes that are going to make a difference. One day we're going to come together and collaborate on something else. Because guess what? He's running into people in different circles. I'm running into people in different circles. So we look at ourselves as builders. We are doing what needs to be done now so that when we reach a point where our people are starting to really understand the true purpose is not to be inundated with material things, but have the tools to supply the needs, we're on that path. And so are you. You may not realize it, but what brought you to Black Talk Radio? Think about it. Out of all of the people in the world, there's a select group that comes back to Black Talk Radio because you're getting something here you ain't getting nowhere else. And a lot of places don't want you to get what you're getting here. So it's important that we take control of our lives and we start developing and bringing this spiritual nature out of the shell. And let this caterpillar turn into the butterfly, the awesome attribute to the world that we are. Because guess what? A lot of people are out here and living what I call the self-destructive behavior of Westernism. Oh, yeah, they got all of the money and all of the cars, but they ain't doing nothing with them. They're just things. You see what I'm saying? Money is a tool that we'd all like to have, but people get too much of it and they die because other people want it. I want to be able to someday say I was a part of something greater than my life. It don't have to make a difference to the world. If I could look over and see the difference it made in my grandchildren, that's more than a great reward to me. Now, if your grandchildren happen to be with them or they happen to be doing something together or on a world stage, that would not surprise me because that's what we're doing. We're building by making ourselves better. Everything that looks at you and sees the developing changes, the changes of your development, are going to look at the example. And say, wow, I wonder how they did that. I wonder how they did this. And one day, if you're fortunate enough, they're going to say, you know what? You've done so many different things in your life. I would really like to do that myself. Is there someone in queue? But it's all available to us. And if we tap in now, just think of how much powerful you'll be in a month, in 6 months, in a year. I'm trying to stay away from ego for now. And I know that, speaking about emotion, some people are probably thinking, well, he didn't mention ego. Well, there's a reason why I didn't mention ego. And the reason why I didn't mention ego is because it plays such a powerful role in our history. And I don't want to go into that right now, but it plays a powerful role in our history. And a lot of times, things that are not as you see them to be, or they're so unbalanced that if I told you the truth, you're going to have to rethink not only what you've been taught, but even the religious aspects of your lives. But I have given you many hints when I said that women are the wellspring of life. There's a reason for that. And later on in other show, I'll go into it because it's a universal law that deals directly with that. And it also deals with the aspect of seed time and harvest. So I'm going to leave that in a future show because I definitely have a few more planned out. I wanted just to go over quickly the five systems so that you understand that all of this in your body is connected. All of it plays a role. And make no mistake, there are parts of your body that are affected by your touch, that when you touch your shoulder, literally, you could be massaging a part of your thigh or calf and not realizing that that part has a connection in your body somewhere else. But that is the purpose of know thyself. You don't have to know everything, just how to operate on an energy level so that you can keep yourself healthy, keep yourself strong, and keep yourself growing. Because those are the things that are going to make the difference down the line. Those are the examples that people are going to want to follow. And you'll benefit. The benefits are phenomenal. I mean, literally. For those of you who've been practicing the breathing, you could tell already. If you've been doing that breathing once or twice a day for 2 to 5 minutes, you have noticed already that you're getting a better quality of oxygen in your system. You know why? Because what you do in your subconscious comes to your conscious. So the more you practice that, and you're doing it subconsciously, who knows you're doing it when you're doing it, huh? Think about that dynamic for a minute. Who knows you're doing it when you're doing it? Just you. So when you do it in your subconscious, all of a sudden in your conscious, it comes out. I told you now, when I go to bed at night, my wife said, sometimes you got to shake me because my breathing is so clear and so soft and so quiet. But that is an attribute of living and growing. Everybody's entitled to it. I don't have a lock on this. So I'm going to make that very clear. Everybody's entitled to it, but you got to practice it. And when you practice it and you start to benefit by it, tell other people. Because how are we going to expect them to be able to rise to where they're going to need to be in crucial moments if they don't practice the things that's going to help them make better decisions? Is there someone in queue? All right, let me ask you this here before we leave. Let me ask you this here. We're coming about 10 minutes ago. I mean, actually, we're at the closing point now, so I won't even answer. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I hope that I'm giving you the seeds to plant strength in your lives. I hope that you find it easier to love people you don't know, because those are the people who are literally going to be watching, and maybe you are the example that they needed in their time of need. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I appreciate all of those, especially the brother that called in, all of those that are listening. If you operate in any of these principles, you'll benefit by them. Let me give the show back to Brother Dave, and I appreciate everybody for attending another Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is out.
Brother Braggs, would you chime us out, please?
Yes, sir. Peace, peace.